So Prophet's Corner Uncut, Sunday morning, 11 through 24. This is going to be a long one, longer than usual. But it's very interesting how the Holy Spirit began to lead with this. Dan and I were having a conversation about the Jewish infiltration into the church back in the day, in the book of Acts. Even then, not that long after the Lord had gone back to heaven, we start to see even some of the apostles kind of leaning towards that, and you just think, you know, it's been here all along. And it's my opinion it is totally infiltrated the church. Okay, let's get into it. A Temple Made with Hands is the title. The church has strived to connect with natural Israel. This is the flesh. They are a fleshly house. Hebrews says if they could have done it by the fleshly house, then he wouldn't have sent Jesus. But there was no way possible. God was fed up with bulls and goats. I've said to you earlier that previously that the Jews seek a temple made with hands. I'm correcting mistakes as I go along here. Made with hands. But the temple I'm referring to is my temple, not a Jewish temple. No, I am not in any of that. I remember Kathy Walters going to the Holy Land. And she's standing there with the angel at the tomb of Jesus. And she's trying not to laugh because they're about ready to throw her out because it's a holy place. The angel keeps saying, "He isn't there." And she got her tickled. And they thought she's being sacrilegious. This is a holy place. Well, the angel didn't think so. He isn't there. That's kind of the way they would probably treat us if we went into most churches today and started saying what the truth really is. They call you a heretic, say, "Let's get the tar and feathers," you know what I'm saying? Okay. The church has followed empty pursuits, and they interpret the letter of the law and follow the flesh and not my spirit. They, in their empty pursuits, have fallen into the Antichrist spirit. My house is a spiritual house, not a house made with hands. My spirit dwells in this spiritual house. I abandoned the house made with hands when my son died on the cross, and I will never go back in the box, no matter how many or have so many try to stuff me back in it. The Rothschild Freemason Institution is not my house, and these people are not my people. They're the Jews that say they are and are not. The Balfour Agreement, 1947. Whether people like it or not, that land belongs to the Palestinians. It's been theirs for centuries. And they come in and stole their land and put them in a prison. Mm-hmm. Like it or not, don't care. It is the truth. I abandon the temple made without hands and will not return. The church will continue to push their pro-Israel agenda and deceive many. This agreement was Antichrist. If it goes against my word, it is Antichrist. The church bought the lie. To speak against Israel is thought to be anti-Semitic. That means hatred toward Jews. The church has totally missed the mark. It has made an alliance with Antichrist. Flesh and blood will not inherit. Big name Christian ministers have spent more money on getting Jews back to their AKA homeland and promising Israel than they've spent on obeying me by taking the gospel into all the nations and to every creature. They have lost their first love. Think about that. He didn't say go into all the world and have fundraisers to make sure they rebuild my temple that was torn down. Revelation 2, 4, and 5. He says here to the church in Ephesus, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." I think we're there. I've already restored the temple that is made with hands. Made without hands. Forgot the out. "For every born-again believer makes up this house. My son spilled his blood for this." They didn't receive it then, and they're not receiving it now. It has all been a big scam by Satan, the Antichrist spirit, to dupe my people. This parable is talking about such people. This is Matthew chapter 7. Now, this is pretty strong. Starting with verse 12 there. "Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." We know why this Faith Hall of Fame is so small. Because few they be that find it. "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by thy fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these words of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. I tell you, if you taught this today in any church here, they'd be astonished at the doctrine, the Lord's doctrine. It is his doctrine. "They have succumbed to the works of the flesh, and it is of the Antichrist and his agenda." The church is the number one pusher of Antichrist's spirit and agenda. Because of their pseudo-false alliance with Israel. All right. "Beware of the wiles of the devil." This is Ephesians 6:11. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Wiles here means traveling over, travesty, or trickery. This anti-Semitic push has been pushed on the church over and over. You can just see it's like he just keeps running on the same track. And this is where the church has adapted a lot of the rapture theory. Israel, pro-Israel. Oh, you don't touch Israel. You don't touch Israel. That's right. God's people. Spiritual Israel. You don't touch spiritual Israel. The vine says methodia denotes craft, deceit, a cunning device. A wile is translated of deceive, literally with a view to the craft. What craft? Witchcraft, of course. The craft of deception. Ephesians 4:14. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Had a conversation with a lady this week, and the Lord led me to take her a mini book. It was on finances, and I was praying for her. She's making a move. My hair salon's moving and everything, and she was talking about going to church and these people that just, by the time she's going to leave, I don't even know what they've said. I said, honey, you need to be taught. You don't understand what they're saying because they're talking where they are, but they're not talking where you are. I said, you need to find somebody to teach the word. All right. John 8:44. Baby Christians need to be taught. They need to be fed by the milk just like a natural baby does. And I tried to, talk to her. And she said, everything you say makes so much sense. I said, when I grew was when I got under pastors that taught the word. Those that I said, are spitting and spewing and hallelujahing and jumping and leaping, I didn't get a thing in the world out of it. They was enjoying themselves, but I was going, when is this going to be over? All right. I told you John 8:44 and 45. Ye are of your father the devil, Jesus said, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh lie, speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Some people would rather believe the lie than the truth, because it goes against their doctrine. I can remember over the years talking to certain people, man, you just might as well be talking to a signpost, especially when it comes to the rapture. You're not going to get the rapture out of them. Well, when it don't happen, I guess they'll maybe eventually think, well, I guess he's just not coming in my lifetime. Okay. You know why he's delayed? Because he ain't coming that way. The scripture tells you how he's coming, with the angels and the saints. All right. 1 John 2. For he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Did Jesus leave? When he left, did he tell us to keep the law? Negative. He did not. Verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Revelation 21:8. It just made me realize the church has been totally infiltrated with the what they accuse most people of is anti-Semitism, the hatred of Jews. No, we weren't the one that did it. God did that. God said, okay, you're going to be one man, one new man. And those distinctions do not apply. All right. 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. If you mess with this stuff, that's what's coming. I mean, Satan drives a narrative and the church bought it hook, line, and sinker. I mean, we should have had a clue whenever the Freemasons met in the basement of most churches, especially the Pentecostal churches. Which I did hear something that, just like everything else, the Freemason movement didn't end up that way. They were actually what they said they were, Freemasons. You know, bricklayers, stonelayers, Masons. It started out right, but it was infiltrated. It's not the atrocity of Satan that you see today. Like with everything else, right? A little leaven leavens the whole lump. All right, 1 Corinthians 3. Verses 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. I'd say those that are trying to infiltrate you are the ones that are defiling, right? Defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. All right. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? He owns you. He dwells in you. And it is not a temple made with hands. 2 Corinthians 6:16. We've got to put this to rest when we get around people that talk this. Just say, do you realize that's Antichrist? What you're saying? Let the Lord lead you. You don't want to cause a riot. 6:16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. So then why are we trying to include them? We're just going to be all one unified. Ecumenical. He didn't say do that. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We're an exclusive. Like it or not. People don't like that. No, we just love everybody. We just let everybody in. That's why we've been leveled. No, God's temple is holy, whose temple you are. Okay. Ephesians 2:21. Let's just start with 19. Now therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation, the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord. And whom ye also are builded together for habitation of God through the Spirit, not the fleshly temple. Not a fleshly temple, not ever again. 2 Thessalonians 2:17. That's not the right scripture. Let me look at first. Not, we'll move on. Well, I don't know why I put it there, so we'll just mark that one out. I hope you see what I'm saying here today. The Rothschild Freemason institution that Satan sits on the throne of, this is the state of Israel. Now we can understand why Q has published that Israel will be saved for last. They're the head of the beast. Jesus called them out in Revelation with John. I said, I know where Satan's seat is. He's talking about the churches here. What a con job they've done on all of us. A church that does not know how to follow the Holy Spirit but just does works of the flesh and recognizes a fleshly Antichrist temple as the Lord's. How more infiltrated can you get? And there's churches that they're known to be pro-Israel pastors, and man, they're going to have their fundraisers and their trips to Israel and all that stuff, and I'm going, a little leaven is leavened the whole lump. This is what happens when a person, church, ministry, etc., begins to follow the flesh and abandons the instructions of the Holy Spirit. They shipwreck. Now we wonder why the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ has been so powerless and ineffective, for most of the Word of Faith ministers are very pro-Israel, Rothschild operation, and not the true Israel. It is not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. All the emphasis is on the epistles, is about the inner man and the inner walk of the Spirit. To look to this ungodly institution is to think that God is still in the box. Their emphasis is on a building, a literal temple. They have sucked probably billions of dollars in it for ministers all over the United States, yet people are dying and going to hell every day, but we are funding an Antichrist operation. God abandoned it, and so must we as children and the true Israel. We're the true Israel. The Great Commission has nothing to do with building a new temple made with hands in Jerusalem, but it's about taking the gospel into the world and to every creature. Did Jesus tell us to go reconstruct the temple? No, he said, you tear this temple down, and in 3 days I'll resurrect it. We'll see that. Let's look at some other scriptures. Matthew 3:9. I know this is going to be a blast in the face to a lot of people. But how are we going to get to the truth if we don't expose a lie? You know? 3:9. I don't make this stuff up. I'm no more thinking about this, and I sit down and I just start writing. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Interesting scripture, isn't it? I never saw it this way before. Jesus was saying, you tear these stones down, this fleshly. He even said one place, you know, that the stones would cry out. Lively stones, built up a spiritual house. Lively stones. Let me read that again. This is 3:9. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. He is heir, we're heir according to promise under the covenant of Abraham, God had with Abraham, by faith. Not under the law, by faith. All right, John 2:19. Are y'all getting what I'm portraying here? Presenting here, not portraying, presenting. Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. What's he talking about? Well, he's talking about his body, but he's also talking about the church. Lively stones, built up a spiritual house. There are well-known ministries that spend most of the time building up the Rothschild Institution. Building buildings for people left after the rapture is one thing that I know about. There is no rapture. Asking for money from churches and ministries all over the United States to fund the beast system. How did this happen? One step out in the flesh can lead off course and cause an abandonment to God's plan. You can take one step out, the next step you take is out, the next step is out, and you're out, and you're out. Before you know it, you're so far off the mark, you don't even know your head from your tail. So what I mean? Galatians 5. Let's take a look at that. This is not on there, but we'll do it on there. It says here, this is Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, and it goes on to talk about the works of the flesh. So, we're not to have anything to do with the works of the flesh. This is by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. We're a spiritual house. Okay. Okay, let me see where I left off. Word of faith ministers and others going to the Vatican and trying to make a league with the Pope. He's the false prophet. He's part of the beast system. He is the spiritual arm of the beast. Lord, help us. Total infiltration of the beast system. A little leaven has leavened the whole lump. Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these mighty works in your name? And he'll say, I do not know you. Popular message. Satan's seat is in the church. The entire church has been infiltrated with Jewish customs. It tried to creep in at the beginning, has been leavening the whole lump for centuries. Now the harvest is ready to harvest, and the tares are going to be coming out of the wheat. There's not going to be any more infiltration. Okay, Matthew 24, 24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that even if it were possible, they should deceive the elect. I'm telling you, if they're pro-Israel, you know what camp they hail from. I'd still clear any of them. Now, are they deceived? Yes. Do they think they're following God? Yes. But what's going to happen when they finally realize who they've really been following and what this agenda is all about? Will it be too late? Right here. The elect. Even this time, even the elect. If God, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. The elect is in danger. They are. The elect is in danger. Because it said if he didn't shorten the days, then even the elect would succumb. The elect are the select and the favorite. You're not talking about Israel's apple of God's eye? Yeah, the church is the apple of God's eye, his favorite. All right, some more scriptures. Romans 8:33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Colossians 3:12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels and mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. That was the only church that Jesus talked to that didn't get in trouble, was the Philadelphia. Brotherly love. The church that loves. How are they going to know us? It says the love we show to one another. You know, I don't like doing this stuff as far as having to call these things out, but I mean, if an apostle can't do it, who can? Paul, an apostle, this is Titus 1:1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth, which is after godliness. He wasn't popular, especially among those coming out of Judaism, maybe, so much. But even he had to call Peter out. You would have thought Peter would have never succumbed to that. But here's that spirit trying to creep back in the church. 1 Peter 1, 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, elect according to the knowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Not the blood of goats and calves. Jesus, the sacrifice. 1 Peter 2, 5 and 6. Well, let's start with 4. To whom coming as unto a lively stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. Why? God already had a natural house, the temple, which really wasn't, he didn't want to do that, but he couldn't get them to follow him by faith, like Abraham. You know what I'm saying? To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not, you're going to be judged by it. A stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. That's the way they look at the Christians. That's a rock of offense. That old Jesus stuff. Even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. I thought that Israel bunch was. Oh, God's chosen people. But are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Because of Jesus. Israel's blind. Israel's going to hell. Those that believe in Judaism and follow the law and do not accept Jesus Christ, if you don't accept his sacrifice, you don't get to be with the Father. It's sad. Second John 1. Well, I know I had another scripture, but I'm not sure. Okay, 13 anyway. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. The word of God. We can't let go of the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God. Whether people like it or not, it's what it is. This is what the Lord said. I told you, the elect are in danger. That is why the time is now for the harvest of the tares, and they've begun. All right. I think I looked at this. We'll look at it again. This is Revelation 2:13 here. No, it isn't. He says, I know that. He's talking to the angel of the church of the angel of the church in Pergamos, right? These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. In other words, that's judgment. There's, you know, we talked about a glory side and a judgment side. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my name, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. They're Baal worshippers, and that's what the Rothschild thing is. It's their Baal worshippers right here. But I have a few things against them, or thee, because thou hast them there that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which this thing I hate, or which thing I hate, Jezebel. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and fight against thee with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. See, the sword comes out of his mouth. Go over there and read, what chapter is it in Revelation where he's on the horse? Seat here means stately seat or throne of power. So Satan had a stately seat and throne of power in that church. All the mixing of Jewish customs and their infiltration are all part of the beast. All part of the beast infiltration, just like the medical system. All of it. It's all infiltration of the beast against God's system. God has his own health care and medicine and supply and a means to get it. Acts 15. You got people writing books and just talking, trying to put the church back under the law. I'm thinking, Lord, how can they not see it? It's blatant. All right, this stuff was going on here. Verse 1, and certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren, said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension, disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. Being brought on their way by the churches, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. We already know the law couldn't do it. Why would you want them to go back under it? Wasn't Jesus' sacrifice enough? See, there's that little leaven. Okay. Where did I stop? 5. Okay. And the apostles, thank you, the apostles and elders came together for to consider this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a long while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved even as they. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simon had declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets as it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. That the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and of the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doth all these things. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogue every Sabbath day. Then pleased that the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. For as much we've heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. See, it just caused confusion. It's still doing the same thing today. I respect the little guy that does Blessed to Teach. When this so-called apostle woman that's written all these books stepped up and, you know, pushing the law in her books, I could only read one of them because that's all it is. He stepped up and says, don't tell me what day I can celebrate. Don't tell me what I can eat. The scripture plainly tells me I'm free to eat whatever I want. I'm free to enjoy any holy day I choose to. I mean, he come right out. He wasn't ugly, but he brought the word of God. So he said, you stop all that stuff. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost. There you go. Who you following? And to us. In other words, we agree with the Lord on this. To lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. And this comes back to the Rothschild worship. They abstain from meats offered to idols and from blood. I won't go into detail about that. And from things strangled, like little kids. And from fornication, from which if you keep yourselves, ye shall do well, fare ye well. Tell me what's changed. All right, this is what the Lord said to me about our journey. I had to bring you out of the church world system for you to see this. See, sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees if you've been in it all your life. If you had remained like most of your brothers and sisters in the Lord, you would not have been able to see the forest for the trees. From where you are and from where I have brought you now, you have a clear view. This is what I had to do to Paul so he would be renewed in his mind to my plan. He was able to write most of the epistles because of it, the truth of the gospel. And he would not have succumbed to the beast system. Because we see the infiltration was going on then. There ain't anything new. Still same old things happening. All right, 1 Corinthians 15:33. I'm telling you, you come across people like this, as gently as you can, led by the Spirit as much as you can, show them the way, their error, especially if they're Christian. It says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Like I said, you start taking one step out. And it's not just the Jewish stuff. It is any work of the flesh independently of God. You start stepping out in the flesh and stuff. Now, we can really tell it when we step out or do something. We immediately can kind of tell that was not what we were supposed to do. See, that's the difference. Most people, they live most of their Christian life just doing fleshly stuff. I talked on the broadcast this morning about the word of faith become a mantra. Like Charles Capps that said it. I don't know about like Polly want a cracker. You were just mimicking. You didn't have the spirit of it. You had the law of it. Most of the established corporation churches cannot see the forest for the trees, the beast system, the Jews, they say, that are not. Have infiltrated their fleshly carnal rules and rituals. The church has bought all of it. Fleshy works that keep them helpless and powerless. All right, and the Lord says, now back to you. House churches are to be small, with 20 or less. You've been doing it off and on for 30 years, and I've seen your tears wondering why only a few came. I also saw all the cars that drove by and turned around at your little house. On Richardson. I sent them, but because it did not meet their expectations, they rejected my will for them, and some of them were in dire circumstances, but because they rejected my will for them, I could not help them. You did not miss it, and you have not missed it. You have been flowing with me all along, even among the gainsayers. Because you've been faithful over little, I can now give you much. I say to you, well done. Now the kingdom can progress forward in your ministry. Kingdom mightiness will level the devil. See, when you get your mind renewed and you get God's ways right in your mind, all right, here's another word from the Lord. A new focus, from get to give. A lot of your ministry will be out and about, just like mine was. Preachers want to stay behind in their big, nice facilities with movie theaters and coffee shops and hope that it is enough bait on their hooks to bring them in. But my way is to go fishing. Yes, I taught the first disciples to be fishers of men, and that means that you go where the fish are. This is how ministry was. My ministry was. I just went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. I did not send out letters asking for invites to speak, for when the power of God is in your life, crowds will flock around you just like they did with me. Father led and I followed his lead, and that is the way it will be for you and those with you also. Father did all the work. I just did what he told me to do, and miracles happened. Your life will be full as you do what I did. I said you would do great works because I was going to the Father. As you go about, you will be focused on Father's instructions, and you will begin to not even notice any more the grievous things that have plagued you. My grace is for service. This is how Paul could cast off the viper and feel no harm. This is the most fulfilling part of the ministry. This switch of focus will consume everything you do. My glory will be seen, and sorrow and mourning and sadness will just flee away. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? My glory and your focus on it will cause it to leave. I will give you joy and gladness for mourning. This is a new dispensation, and it will not be like it was. My business will be done in His kingdom will come. The kingdom is inside of you. Go and take it as I lead you into your area. You will never have to self-seek because you're seeking the kingdom first of all these things will be added to you. All right.